Distillation is the process of concentrating alcohol. No alcohol is created during this process. It's simply stripping the alcohol from the distiller's beer. When creating whiskey, we start by filling the belly of our pot still with the distiller's beer. The still is wrapped in a steam jacket. This gently heats the beer until it reaches 172 degrees. Why 172 degrees? That's the temperature at which alcohol separates from the distiller's beer as vapor. The alcohol, in vapor form, travels up through the still, interacting with copper all the way, leaving the grains and other impurities behind in what we call the spent wash. What happens to the spent wash? Well, we don't bottle it. Instead, we give it to local farms to help feed cattle and fertilize fields. The alcohol continues through the still until it reaches the condenser. The condenser rapidly cools the alcohol vapor, turning it into a liquid. A flow of clear, unaged whiskey trickles from the condenser into awaiting drums. As the still is heating up, an array of lighter compounds are created. These are called the heads of the run. They taste bad, smell like solvent, and can make you incredibly ill. It is a critical part of the distiller's job to collect the heads and dispose of them. After the heads comes the hearts. This is the part of the run that produces the most pure ethyl alcohol. It's what we collect to barrel and make into whiskey. The tails follow the hearts. They consist of cogeners that can add funky notes to the taste of the whiskey, if not redistilled. They are collected and handled separately. After several hours, the majority of the alcohol has been removed from the beer. If we fill our 250-gallon pot still with 10% beer, we end up with roughly 25 proof gallons of alcohol at the end of the distillation process. Now that we're finished distilling, it's time to filter and barrel the hearts. Please move to your next station to learn about how we distill our vodka.